Everybody rapping and talking about nothing and making them sexy sounds. And in the meantime and in between time, I'm down here on the ground. Well, now, I'm not complaining about what's pertaining to my present status quo. But things getting hard. Oh, my God, inflation. I know you know. Listen, now just yesterday, I'd like to say, before I got out of my bed, now I was already tired on the for real side and a few bills I forgot to pay. Now my phone rang and a cute little girl began to sing this tune. She said, Mr. Watson, I'd like to inform you your phone gets turned off at noon. Now that came to me as no surprise, cause last week I went up the coast. I met a cute little girl that was all the way live, and calling her I thought was the most. She had them great big eyes, them great big legs, and it gave my body a chill. So you know I never thought about the cost of a telephone bill. So I just kept on rapping, my hands kept clapping, having myself a ball. You know, it slipped my mind every single time I was making a long distance call. So now day before yesterday, I was running to the pharmacy just making them calls and hollers. And I picked up the envelope that contained my bill. Guess what? $500. Now the next time I call this big leg cutie to make myself a date, I'm gonna call that girl way after 9 and get me the evening rate. Now I ain't gonna tell her, I ain't telling her nothing, and blow my front thing. But it'll be way, way, way after 9 when she hear her telephone ring. Ring it, ring it, ring that telephone. Ring it, ring it, ring that telephone. I said, ring it, have yourself a thrill. And when you ring it, watch your phone bill. Now I paid the bill and the deal was real and my talking resumed and all. I said, from now on, pal, I'm gonna stick to my local calls. Now a few weeks passed and I was just gassed. You know what I'm talking about. I say, when I got the bill, the thing was so low, I was impressed. Knocked me out. Now shortly thereafter, something stopped my laughter. I was outside digging in the yard. Heard a ding and I heard a dong. It was a phone. Ooh, my Lord. Say, I dropped my shovel and my body I leveled and I made me a 100-yard dash. And then I straightened up my clothes and I blew my nose through a Kleenex in the trash. I composed myself and I picked up the phone and I was still kind of huffing and puffing. I heard the operator say, would you accept a collect call? I said, ain't that nothing? But I was just cool because, you know, I didn't want to be no fool. And see, I didn't know it was. It was the big black cutie from up the coast telling me that she was in love. Now, for 3 whole minutes, I planned to talk. Now, y'all know I ain't never lied. But in love or not, I planned to stop when that 3rd minute arrived. Now, when 3 minutes passed, it occurred to me, oh, she might talk a week. I said, I'm sorry, baby, but I gotta go. She was a telephone freak. She said, oh, Johnny, talk a little longer with you. I'm so in love. I said, I know where you're coming from. I can dig it. I got to go rehearse at the club. She said, well, if you got to go rehearse, I'll call you later. It's something I got to tell you. It's on my mind. I said, well, yeah, okay, baby, you can call me back anytime after 9. Ring it, ring it, ring that telephone. Why don't you ring it? Ring it, ring that telephone. And when you ring it, have yourself a thrill. And ring it, and watch your phone bill. Thank you.